Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce Burgess Meredith and Anthony Quinn in John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Mr. Chapman.
The time, late evening. Place, a bank of the Salinas River in California. Two men scramble down the bank to the water's edge, and the larger of the two, an ungainly giant of a man, throws himself at full length and greedily drinks from the river.
Lenny! Hey, Lenny, do you hear me?
What, George?
Don't drink so much, Lenny. You're going to be sick like he was last night.
Oh, that was good. You drink some, George. You drink some, too.
I ain't sure it's good water. It looks kind of scummy to me.
Oh, sure it's good water, George. Hey, look. Look at them wrinkles when you stir it. Look what I've done, George. I done it, too.
It tastes all right.
It's good water, George.
You'd drink water out of a gutter if you was thirsty. Hey, Lenny.
Yes, George?
What'd you take out of your pocket just then?
Ain't a thing in my pocket.
Yeah, I know there ain't a thing in your pocket. You got in your hand now. What do you got in your hand?
I ain't got nothing, George, honest.
Come on, give it here.
Do I have to, George?
What is it?
It's only a mouse.
A mouse? What kind of mouse?
Just a dead mouse. I didn't kill it. Honest, I found it.
All right, come here. Hand it over.
Oh, leave me keep it, George.
You heard me.
Don't get mad at me, George. Yeah. You can have it, George.
Ugh. What do you want of a dead mouse, anyway?
I was just petting it with my thumb while we walked along.
Well, you ain't petting no mice while you walk with me.
What are you going to do with it, George?
I'm going to throw it away as far as I can throw. There. Now then, let's try again. See if you can remember where we're going.
We're going, I forgot again.
Oh, of all of them. Oh, well. Look, we're going to work on a ranch like the one we come from up north.
Up north?
In Weed.
Oh, sure, I remember in Weed.
In Weed. Now, the ranch that we're going to is right up the river here ways. And when we get there, we're going to go in and we're going to see the boss.
And see the boss?
Now, look, I'll give him our work tickets, you see, but you ain't going to say a word. You're just going to stand there. You're not going to say a word.
Not say nothing.
Because if he finds out what a crazy guy you are, we won't get no job. But if he sees you work before he hears you talk, we're set. Now, have you got that?
I ain't going to say nothing. I just going to stand there.
Good boy. Now, that's swell. Now, would you say that over two or three times just so you sure won't forget it?
I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say
now,
nothing.
You ain't going to do no bad things either like you done in Weed, are you?
Like I done in Weed?
Don't tell me you forgot what you done in Weed.
Oh! They ran us out of Weed.
Run us out, my foot. We run. They was looking for us. They didn't catch us.
I didn't forget that, you bet.
Boy, you're a lot of trouble. I could get along so easy and nice if I didn't have you on my tail. I could live so easy.
We're going to work on a ranch, George.
All right, you got that. Well, we're going to sleep here in the open tonight because I want to.
They got supper at the ranch, George.
Yep. But tomorrow we'll be going to work. We'll be bucking grain bags, busting a gut, lifting up them bags. Tonight, I'm going to lay right here and look up at the stars. Tonight, there ain't a grain bag or a boss in the whole world.
Ain't we going to have no supper?
Sure we are. I got 3 cans of beans in my bindle. You gather up some dead willow sticks, and I'll open them up while you get that fire ready.
Sure, George. I'll hurry right back with them sticks.
Lenny.
Yes, George.
Come back here.
Didn't you say for me to...
I said to get some firewood. There ain't nothing but weeds and grass in that direction.
You
I know what you was going that way for, Lenny.
What?
You was going after that dead mouse that I took away from you.
Well, I don't know why I can't keep it. It ain't nobody's mouse. I didn't steal it. I found it lying right beside the road. I wasn't doing nothing bad with it, just stroking it. That ain't bad.
You crazy fool.
Oh, George.
Listen, Lenny, I didn't throw it away just for meanness. But that mouse ain't fresh. Besides, you broke it, petting it.
I didn't mean to hurt it none, George, honest.
Well, it's blubbering like a baby, a big guy like you. Lenny, listen to me. Listen. You get a mouse that's fresh, and I'll let you keep it for a while, all right?
I don't know where there is no other mouse. I remember a lady used to give them to me. Every one she got, she used to give to me, but that lady ain't here no more.
Don't you remember who that lady was? That was your own Aunt Clara. Now, here. Lean those sticks together and set a match to them.
Yes, George.
And what's more, your aunt stopped giving them to you because you always killed them.
They were so little. I'd pet them, and pretty soon they bit my fingers, and then I pinched the little head a little bit, and they was dead. Because they were so little. I wish we'd get rabbits pretty soon, George. They ain't so little.
You forget about the rabbits. Here. Here's your beans. We'll eat them cold out of the can.
I like them with ketchup.
We ain't got any ketchup. Whatever we ain't got is what you want. Lord Almighty. If I was alone, I could live so easy. Ketchup. I could go get a job of work and no trouble. And when the end of the month come, I could take my pay and go into town, and I could get whatever I want. I could go any place I took a notion. I could stay all night. I could eat any place I want. I could order anything at all.
George, I don't want no ketchup.
I could get a gallon of whiskey and sit in a pool room and play cards and shoot pool. And what have I got? I got you. You can't keep a job. You lose me every job I get.
Oh, I didn't mean nothing, George.
You just keep me shoving all over the country all the time,
George,
and that ain't the worst.
Oh, it ain't bad.
Now, wait a minute.
George.
You do bad things, and I have to get you out.
I won't do things again,
it
George.
Ain't bad people causes
George,
the most
please,
trouble.
No,
it's
no.
The dumb ones. When I think of the swell time I could have without you, I go nuts.
You want I should go away and leave you alone?
Huh? Where the blazes could you go?
Well, I could. I could go off in them hills there someplace and... find a cave.
Well, how'd you eat? You ain't got sense enough to find nothing to eat.
I'd find things. I'd lay out in the sun and nobody would hurt me. If I found a mouse, well, I could keep it. Wouldn't nobody take it away from me.
Yeah. I've been mean now, ain't I?
If you don't want me, I can go away right now.
No, listen, I was fooling you. Of course I want you to stay with me. But it's the mice. You always kill them. Tell you what I'll do. First chance I get, I'll find you a pup. Maybe you wouldn't kill a pup. You could pet it harder than the mice.
If you don't want me, all you gotta do is say so.
Well, I'm telling you, stay with me. Why, somebody'd shoot you for a coyote if you was by yourself. Your Aunt Claire wouldn't like you running off by yourself, even if she is dead.
George.
Yeah?
Tell me. Tell me like you've done before.
Tell you what.
About the rabbits.
Yeah, you ain't putting no nothing over on me.
Ah, go on, George. No. Tell me, please, like you've done before.
You get a kick out of that, don't you? All right, I'll tell you. We just lay out in our beds and eat our supper.
Go on, George.
Well, guys like us that work on ranches is the loneliest guys in the world.
Yeah.
They ain't got no family. They come to a ranch, they work up a stake and go into town and they blow the stake. And then the first thing you know, they're pounding their tail on some other ranch. They ain't got nothing to look ahead to.
That's it, that's it. Now tell how it is with us.
Well, with us, it ain't like that, Lenny. We got a future. We got somebody to talk to. We don't have to sit in no bar room blowing in our jack just because we got no place to go to. If them other guys gets in jail, they can rot for all nobody cares.
But not us, because... I got you to look after me, and you got me to look after you. That's why. Okay, come on. Go on, George.
No, you got it, Bye. Why don't you do it yourself?
Nah, I forget some of it. Tell about how it's going to be, George.
Okay. Well, someday, we're going to get the jack together.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little house, a couple of acres, and a cow, and some pigs.
And live off the fat of the land. And have rabbits. Well, go on, George.
Why don't you do it yourself? You know it all.
No, it ain't the same if I tell it. Go on now. How I get to tend the rabbits?
Well, we'll have a big vegetable patch and a rabbit hutch. Huh? Chickens? Now, when it rains in the winter, we won't do no work at all. We'll just build up a fire in the stove and sit around it and listen to the rain coming down on the roof. Ah, nuts. That'll have to hold you for tonight.
All right, George.
Now, listen. What are you going to say tomorrow at the ranch when the boss asks questions?
I ain't going to say a word.
Good boy. That a boy, Lenny. Now, I want you to look around here. You think you could remember this place? Just follow the river down from the ranch and you could find it again?
Sure, I can find it here.
Now, look, Lenny. If you just happen to get in trouble, I want you to come right back here and hide in the brush.
Hide in the brush?
That's right.
Hide in the brush.
That's right. Now, you hide in the brush till I come for you. Do you think you could remember that?
Sure I can, George.
Because you... No, but you ain't going to get in any trouble, are you? If you do, I won't let you tend the rabbits.
I won't get in no trouble, George. I ain't going to say a word.
You got it. At least I hope so. Oh, it's going to be nice sleeping here. Looking up the stars. Hey, don't build up no more fires, will you? Let it die.
George?
What do you want?
Let's have different color rabbits, George.
All right. We'll have some red rabbits and... Some blue rabbits, green rabbits, millions of them.
The furry ones, George.
Yeah.
Like I seen it at the fair in Sacramento.
Sure, some furry ones.
Because I can just as well go away, George, and live in a cave.
Ah, shut up.
George.
What is it?
I'm shutting up, George.
This is the bunkhouse here. Doors are on this side. You can have them two beds there.
I'll take the top one, Lenny. I don't want you falling down on me.
Candy's my name. I used to buck barley till I lost this hand in the thrashing machine. Now I'm what they call the handyman around here. Some joke.
Some guys might think so. Hey, tell me about the boss on this ranch.
Well, pretty nice fella for a boss. Gets mad sometimes. He was pretty burned up when you wasn't here this morning.
Take a look at the show on that mare.
That's him now.
Hello, Candy. I heard those two new
men. These are them, boss.
Oh. Well, go swamp out the washhouse, Candy.
Yeah, okay, boss. You see you around, fellas.
All right, you men. Let's see your work slips.
Here you are, sir.
Yeah. Says right here on the slip you was to be here for work this morning.
I tell you, the bus driver gave us the wrong steer. We had to walk 10 miles. We couldn't thumb no rides.
Well, I had to send out the grading teams, short two buckers.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
My name's George Milton.
George...
Milton.
Milton. What's yours?
His name's Lenny Small.
Lenny... Small. Where you boys been working?
Up around, Weed.
You too?
Yeah, him too.
Well, you're a big fella, ain't you?
Yeah, he can work like a horse, though.
Ain't much of a talker, though, is he?
No, he ain't. He's a hell of a good worker, strong as a bull.
I'm strong as a bull.
You are, huh? Well, what can you do?
He can do anything.
I asked him. What can you do, Lenny? What's he laughing at?
I don't know. He laughs when he gets excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, but he's a good worker. I ain't saying he's bright, because he ain't, but he can put up 400-pound bale.
Say, what are you selling?
What?
What stake you got in this guy? You taking his pay away from him?
No, of course I ain't.
Well, I never seen one guy take so much trouble for another guy. I'd just like to know what your percentage is.
Well, I tell you, he's my cousin, see? I told his old lady I'd take care of him. He got kicked in the head by a horse when he was a kid. But he can do anything you tell him.
Well, he don't need no brains to buck barley bags. Why'd you quit in wheat?
Oh, the job was done there.
What kind of a job?
We was digging a cesspool.
All right. But don't try to put nothing over here. I've seen wise guys before. Go out with the teams after dinner. Go with Slim's team.
Slim?
Yeah, big, tall Skinner. You can't miss him. And watch your step. I got my eye on you.
So you wasn't going to say a word.
I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. You always forget. And we got to be careful and not make no slips.
I'll shut up next time,
You
George.
Better shut up or you'll lose us the job.
George.
What do you want?
I wasn't kicked in the head with no horse, was I, George?
Be a good thing if you was. Save everybody a lot of trouble. Mm.
You says I was your cousin.
Well, that was a lie, and I'm glad it was. If I was any relation to you,
Well, what, George?
Somebody's snooping outside. What are you doing out here, snooping for the boss?
No, I wasn't listening. I was just standing in the shade a minute, scratching my dog.
I don't like nosy guys.
I didn't hear nothing you were saying.
Sure an old wreck of a dog you got there.
I had him ever since he was a pup. He was a good sheepdog when he was young.
Candy, you in there?
Yeah, Curly.
Seen my old man around?
He went over at the cookhouse, I think. These is the new men, Curly. Curly's the boss's son.
I don't trade on it. I fought my own battle.
You should have saw him New Year's Eve when he tangled...
Never mind about New Year's Eve, Candy. Yeah. Well, so you're the new man. You're a big fella. Ever buck barley?
Sure he has.
Let the big guy talk.
He can talk if he wants to tell you anything.
What about it, big guy?
Go ahead, Lenny.
We just come in.
Next time you answer when you spoke to him.
He didn't do nothing to you.
You drawing cards this hand?
I might.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you get a chance to ante anyway. See you around, big guy.
What's eating him?
Well, I'll tell you what. Curly's like a lot of little guys. He hates big guys.
Yeah.
He's all the time picking scraps with big guys.
Well, he better watch out for Lenny.
Seems to me like he's worse lately. He got married a couple weeks ago. Maybe he's showing off for his wife.
What's she like?
She's pretty, but, well, she's got the eye.
Married 2 weeks, she's got the eye?
Well, I seen her giving Slim the eye. That's the Skinner in your team.
Yeah, boss told us. Lenny?
Yes, George?
You remember what I told you after what happened at Weed?
Oh, stay away from girls.
Yeah.
Especially pretty ones.
Good. Now, here's something else to remember. You stay away from Curly. Never speak to him. If he comes in here again, move over to the other side of the room. Will you remember that, Lenny?
Sure, George. I won't say a word.
Hey. You.
You talking to me, ma'am?
Yeah. I'm looking for Curly.
He was here a little while ago. He went along.
I'm Curly's wife.
I guess that.
You're the two new fellas that just come, ain't you?
Yeah.
Sometimes Curly comes over here to play cards.
Well, he ain't here now.
Oh. Well, he ain't. I guess I better look someplace else.
If I see Curly, I'll pass the word you was looking for him.
Nobody can blame a person for looking.
Depends what she's looking for.
I'm just looking for someone to talk to. Don't you ever just want to talk to somebody?
Okay, put that lead pair in the north stall.
That's Slim. Hey, Slim.
Hello. What are you doing out here?
I'm trying to find Curly.
Well, you ain't trying very hard. I seen him going into your house.
Oh, gee. I better be going. Bye, fellas.
She's pretty.
She's a tramp. Don't you ever look at her, Lenny. I don't care what she does or what she says. I've seen those kind before, and they're poison.
That's good advice, big guy.
Now, this is Lenny Small, and I'm George Milton.
I know. A boss told me about you. Glad to have you on my team. I got a pair of punks don't know a barley bag from a blue ball.
Hi, Slim. You got a minute?
Yeah, sure, Carlson. This is George Milton. This is Lenny Small.
Oh, glad to meet you. You ain't very small. Ain't small at all. Say, I meant to ask you, Slim. How's that pooch of yours? I seen she wasn't under your wagon this morning.
She slung her pups last night. 9 of them. I drowned 4 of them right off. She couldn't feed that many.
Got 5 left, huh?
5. I kept the biggest.
Well, look here, Slim. I've been thinking. That old dog of Candy's is so miserable old he can't hardly walk. Stinks something fierce. Every time Candy brings him in the bunkhouse, I can smell him for 2-3 days. Now, why don't you get Candy to shoot his old dog and give him one of the pups to raise up?
Well, I don't know, Candy. Hey, here she goes. Dinner gone.
Yeah, let's go. You guys better come on while there's still something to eat.
Come on, Lenny.
Hey, George.
Yeah, about the pups. I'll ask him, Lenny.
A brown and white one, George. Ask him about a brown and white one.
Shucks, George, it wasn't nothing. I'd have had to drown most of them pups anyways. No need to thank me about that.
Well, it wasn't much to you, Slim, but it sure meant a lot to Lenny.
No offense, but seems funny, a cuckoo like him and a smart guy like you traveling together.
Well, I ain't so bright, neither. I wouldn't be bucking barley for 50 and found. You know, first I used to have a lot of fun with him. I used to play jokes on him because he was too dumb to take care of himself. Oh, yeah, I had fun. I figured it made me seem smart alongside of him.
I've seen it that way.
Why, he'd do anything I told him. I tell you what made me stop playing jokes. One day, a bunch of guys were standing around up on the Sacramento River, and I was feeling pretty smart. So I turns to Lenny, I says, "Jump in."
What happened?
He jumps. But he couldn't swim a stroke. He nearly drowned. And he was so nice to me for pulling him out. He clean forgot I told him to jump in. Well, I ain't done nothing like that no more. You know, it makes me feel kind of sick telling about it. I never played another joke on him.
You know, I've seen a lot of guys go around on the ranches alone. They don't have no fun. After a while, they get mean. You'd think they'd team up more than they do.
Well, I tell you, Lenny's a nuisance most of the time, to tell the truth.
Do you want to get rid of it?
Well, he gets in trouble all the time. Like what happened up in Weed. You won't tell nobody?
Or what happened in Weed?
You wouldn't tell her. No, you wouldn't tell her. What? He seen this girl in a red dress. Now, that dumb bunny like he is, he wants to touch everything he likes. So he reaches out to feel this red dress. And a girl lets out a squawk, and that gets Lenny all mixed up. And he holds on because it's the only thing he can think to do.
Well, I'll be...
So then this girl squawks her head off, and I'm right close by, and I hear all this yelling, so I come to running. And by that time, Lenny's scared to death. And I had to sock him over the head with a fence picket to make him let go.
So what happens then?
Well, she runs and she tells the law that she's been assaulted. And then the guys in Weed start out to lynch Lenny.
No.
Yeah. Well, we got away okay.
Didn't hurt the girl none, huh?
No, I just scared her, you know.
Funny guy.
Funny. Listen, one time, you know what that big baby done? He was walking along...
George! Hey, George! Hey, look at my puppy. He's brown and white, just like I wanted.
You see what I mean? Lenny, I told you you couldn't bring that pup in here.
George, don't take him away from me.
You get right up and take this pup back to his nest.
I just wanted to pet him a little.
All right. You get him back there quick, and don't you take him out no more till he's weaned.
All right, George. I'm taking him back right now, George. I won't hurt him none.
Jeez, he's just like a kid.
I know, there's no more harm in him either than a kid, except he's so strong.
Slim. Oh, George.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Candy.
How's things going, Carson?
Oh, great. What's that stinking here? Oh, it's him. Thought you was going to tie that stinky old dog up outside, Candy.
There ain't no rules in this ranch says you can't have a dog in the bunkhouse.
Of course not. But it ain't only the stink, Candy. Look at him. Got no teeth. All stiff with rheumatism. So blind, you got to lead him around by a string to keep him from bumping into things. This old dog just severs itself all the time.
I can't help that.
Oh, sure you can. If you was to take him out and shoot him...
No.
Right there in the back of the head, why, he'd never know what hit him.
I couldn't. I had him too long.
Well, you don't have no fun no more. He stinks something awful. Can't I tell you what I'd do? I'll shoot him for you, and then it won't be you that done it.
I had him from a pup.
Well, let him alone, Carl. Ain't a guy's dog that matters. It's the way the guy feels about the dog.
Well, Candy ain't being nice to him. Look at Candy. Here's Slimmy. He's got a whole litter of pups. I bet you Slim would give you one of them pups to raise up. Wouldn't you, Slim?
Why, sure, Candy. You can have your pick of the litter. But, Carl...
Look, Candy, if you say the word, I'll put the poor old devil out of his misery right now and get it over with. Tomorrow you can pick up one of Slim's pups. Can you give me one good reason why not?
You ain't got no gun.
Got a Luger. Right here with me. That's an accurate gun. Won't hurt him none at all.
Maybe tomorrow. Let's wait until tomorrow.
I don't see no reason for it. Now, let's get it over with.
Slim.
Better let him go, Candy.
I don't know. All right. All right, take him. Well, go on, get it over with.
Yeah. Come, boy. Come on, boy. That's a boy. Come on, boy. That's a stop. Come on now, come on.
Anybody like to play a game of euchre?
I'll add a few with you.
Okay.
You can have any of them pups you want, Candy.
Sounds like there was a rat under this floor. We ought to set a trap under there.
What the devil's taking him so long? Play out some cards, why don't you? We ain't going to get no euchre played this way.
Well, let's get to it. Your lead, Slim.
Funny, I don't feel much like a game tonight.
Me either. Let's call it a day. Asleep?
Not yet, George.
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry about your dog.
Thanks, George. I reckon they were right. I'd like you to know I don't hold it against you because you fired the shot, Carl.
Somebody had to do it.
Sure, Carl.
Hey, anybody awake in there?
Yeah. That you, Curly?
Yeah.
Now put on a light. What's up?
Any of you guys see my wife around tonight?
She ain't been here.
Whistling.
He went to the barn. He was going to put some tar in a split hoof.
How long ago was that?
15 minutes. We just turned in.
Okay, sorry I bothered you.
I'm getting dressed.
What for?
I'd like to see what happens. Curly must be spoiling or he wouldn't start after Slim.
He thinks Slim's with his wife, don't he?
Looks like it. Of course Slim ain't. But I'd like to see the fuss if it comes off. Come on, let's go.
No, I don't want to get mixed up in nothing.
I'll look her over. Ain't seen a good fight in a long while.
Lenny.
Yes, George?
You seen Slim out in the barn when he took that pup back?
Sure.
Did you see the girl out there?
No. Anyways, I never seen her.
Well, if there's any fighting, Lenny, you get out of the way and you stay out.
I don't want no fight. George.
What?
How long is it going to be till we get that little place to live off the fat of the land?
I don't know.
Tell me about that place, George.
I just told you last night.
Go on, tell again.
Well, it's got 10 acres. It's got a little windmill. It's got a little shack on it and a chicken run.
And rabbits. And I take care of them. Tell how I'd do that, George.
All right, well, you go out in the alfalfa patch and you'd have a sack. Uh-huh. And you'd fill up the sack and you'd bring it in and you'd put it in a rabbit cage.
And they'd nibble and nibble the way they do. I seen them.
You know, we'd keep a few pigeons to go flying round and round around the windmill like they'd done when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it'd be our own. And nobody could can us. And if we don't like a guy, we could say, get moving, you crumb. And if a friend come along, why, we'd have an extra bunk. We'd say, hey, why don't you spend the night? And we'd have a setter dog and a couple of striped cats. Only thing is, you gotta watch out. Them cats don't get the little rabbits.
Oh, you just let them try. I'll break their necks. I'll smash them cats flat with a stick. That's what I'd do.
George.
Yeah, Candy?
You really know where there's a place like that?
Suppose I do. What's it to you?
You don't need to tell me where it's at. Might be any place.
What? Yeah, that's right. You know, you couldn't find it in 100 years.
How much they want for a place like that?
Well, I could get it for $600. The old people that owns it is flat bust. And the old lady needs medicine. But, say, what's it to you? You got nothing to do with us.
Well, I ain't much good with one hand. But they give me $250 because I lost my hand. And I got 50 more saved up. Right in the bank, right now. That's 300. And I got 40 more coming the end of the month. I'll tell you what. Suppose I went in with you guys. That's $340 I'd put in. It ain't much good, but I could cook and tend the chickens and hold the garden some. How'd that be?
Well, I gotta think about it, Canny. We was always gonna do it alone, you know, Lenny and me. I never thought of nobody else. I wonder, if me and Lenny work a month and we don't spend nothing at all, we'd have $100, see? That would be $440 with what you got. Mm. I bet we could swing her for the... Lord almighty, I bet we could swing her.
You can me pretty soon. Just as soon as I can't swamp out no bunkhouses, they'll put me on the county. You seen what they done to my dog. But when I'm that way, nobody will shoot me. I wish somebody would.
Oh, we'll do it. Strike me dead if we don't. We'll fix up that little old place and we'll go live there.
When are we going to do it, George?
In 1 month. Right squack in 1 month.
I didn't mean nothing, Slim. I just asked.
Well, you've been asking too often. I'm getting sick of it, Curly. If you can't look after your own wife, what do you expect me to do about it? Now, lay off me.
I told you I didn't mean nothing. I just thought you might have saw her.
Why don't you tell her to stay home where she belongs? You let her hang around the bunkhouses, pretty soon you're going to have something on your hands.
You keep out of this, Carson, unless you want to tangle with me.
Why, you lousy punk. You tried to throw a scare into Slim, you didn't make it stick. Slim throwed a scare into you. You're yell as a frog's belly. You want to make something out of that? Okay. Otherwise, here's a bunkhouse. I'm going into bed.
A perfume.
What?
She's been in this bunkhouse. I can smell her perfume. You there.
What, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Hey, let go of me. What's the big idea?
She's been here. I can smell.
You're nuts.
You was here. You and that idiot and that old man. The rest of you guys was outside. Now talk.
Hey, okay. Somebody got beat some sense in you. I guess I'm elected.
What are you laughing at? Huh? Come on, you big slob. Get up on your feet. Oh. No big dumb slob is going to laugh at me.
George.
Oh, I'll show you who's yelling.
George.
Took him back, big guy. Don't wait up. Go on. That ain't no way to do, Curly. He ain't done nothing to you.
George. Make him let go of me. Make him leave me alone, George.
Get him, Lenny. Get him. And you.
What you doing?
All right, Lenny, let him alone. Let him go, Lenny. Slim, come and help me, will you? Well, this guy's got any hand left.
Let's see that hand, Curly. We got to get him to a doctor. Looks like every bone in his hand is busted.
I didn't want to hurt him.
Carlson, you get the candy wagon out. He'll have to go into Soledad.
I didn't mean it to, George.
Oh, it ain't your fault, Lenny. A punk had it coming to him. But, geez, he ain't hardly got no hand left.
Slim, will we get Can now? Will Curly's old man can us for this?
Who's that?
It's me, Lenny.
What you want?
I ain't doing nothing. Just come in the barn to look at my pup. I seen your light.
Well, I got a right to have a light. You go on, get out of my room.
Pop! I come to see my pop.
Well, come on in and sit a while. Long as you won't get out and leave me alone, you might just as well sit down. All the boys going to town, huh?
Mm. All but old Candy. He just sits in the bunkhouse sharpening his pencils. He's sharpening and figuring.
Figuring? What's Candy figuring about?
About the land. About the little place.
Ah, you're nuts. You're crazy as a wedge. What land are you talking about?
The land we're going to get. And the little house and the pigeons.
Plain nuts. I don't blame that guy you're traveling with for keeping you out of sight.
It ain't no lie. We're going to do it. Going to get a little place and live off the fat of the land.
Yeah. Sit down. Sit here. Sit on this nail keg.
Yeah. You think it's a lie. Every word's a truth. You ask George.
Well, it don't mean nothing. Nothing, see? I've seen it over and over again. A guy talking to another guy, and it don't make no difference even if they don't hear or understand each other that they're talking about. Now, listen to me. George can tell you screwy things, and it don't matter. It's just talking. Wait. Somebody must come into the barn. Hold on. Who's out there?
It's me, Crooks. Candy. You seen Lenny?
The big guy?
Yeah. Seen him around any place?
Yeah. He's in here.
You want me, Candy?
Yeah, Lenny. I've been figuring something out about the place.
Well, come on in. Don't stand out there shouting in here at him. Come on in. Everybody else is coming in here. You might just as well. Getting to be a regular racetrack.
Thanks. Yeah, you got a nice, cozy little place here. Must be nice to have a room all to yourself this way.
Sure. And a manure pile right under my window, all to myself. That's swell.
You said about the place, Candy.
Well, I got it all figured out. We can make some real money on the rabbits if we go about it right.
But I gotta tend them. George says I gotta tend them.
You guys are just kidding yourselves. You'll be talking about it maybe till the day you die. But you ain't going to get no land.
We are. George says we are.
And where's George now? In town in a bar or a grill with some woman who'll roll him later on. That's where your money's going. I tell you, I've seen it happen too many times.
George ain't got the money in town. The money's in the bank. Me and Lenny and George, we're going to have a room to ourselves. We're going to have a dog and chickens. We're going to have green corn and maybe a cow.
You say that you got the money?
We got most of it. Just a little bit more to get. Have it all in 1 month and the land all picked out.
Well, I ain't never seen a man really do it. I seen men nearly crazed with loneliness and land, but every time a woman or a blackjack game come took it all along away from them. But, if you would want a hand to work for nothing, you know, just for his keeps, well, I'd come and lend a hand. I'm so crippled that I can't do some work. If I wanted to.
Eh, well, well, well. What's this, a convention?
George, you tell him it's true.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to bed like I told you, could you, Lenny? No, no. You have to get out in society and flap your mouth.
You was gone. There wasn't nobody in the bunkhouse.
We was just sitting here talking. Ain't no harm in that.
I heard you. I ain't got nothing against you, Crooks. I just wasn't going to tell anybody.
Didn't you have no fun in town?
Well, I just sat in a chair at Susie's, and old Susie was cracking jokes. The guys were starting to raise a little puny ruckus. So help me. I never been this way before, but I'm just going to set out a dime and a nickel for a shot, and I think how much bulk carrot seed you could get for 15 cents.
Not in them little envelopes, but bulk seed you sure can.
Sure can, so I come back.
Guy got to have some fun. I was to a place in Bakersfield once. What a place. Went upstairs on a red carpet. Big pictures on the wall. Big soft chairs. There were cigarettes on the table. And they was free.
What of them soft chairs set you back?
$15.
$15? You mean you got a cigarette and whiskey and it cost you $15? You shot a week's pay to walk on a red carpet?
A week's pay, sure. I worked weeks all my life. I can't remember none of them weeks. But that was nearly 20 years ago. And I can remember that. The girl I went with was named Arlene. Had on a pink silk dress.
Crooks?
Speaking of pink silk dresses.
What you want with me?
Crooks, I want to ask... Oh.
Got company.
Suppose you're looking for Curly. He ain't here.
I know Curly ain't here. I want to ask Crook something. I didn't know you guys was here.
We don't want nothing to do with you. You know good and well Curly ain't here.
I know where Curly went. Got his arm in a sling and he went anyhow. Tell you, I'd come to ask Crook something.
Maybe you'd better go along to your own house. You don't want to ask me nothing.
You got a husband. You got no call to come fooling around with other guys causing trouble.
I try and be nice and polite to you lousy bindle bums and you're too good. I tell you, I could have went on shows. And a guy wanted me to be in pictures. Right in Hollywood. Come out here to ask somebody something. And
I had enough calling us bindle stiffs. You ain't got sense enough to see us guys ain't bindle stiffs. You don't know we got a ranch to go to and our own house and fruit trees. And we got friends. That's what we got. Well, maybe there was a time we didn't have nothing. But that ain't so no more.
Oh, you old goat. You had two bits, you'd be in town getting a drink and sucking the bottom of the glass.
And maybe you could ask Crooks what you come here to ask him for and then scram out of here if that's what you really come for.
All right, I will. What I want to ask Crooks is this. What happened to Curly's hand?
Shut up, Crooks.
So it wasn't no machine. Curly didn't act like he was telling the truth. Come on, Crooks, what happened?
I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
What happened? Who done it?
Didn't nobody do it.
So, you done it.
Me, I didn't have no fuss with Curly.
Well, he had it coming to him. Maybe now you ain't scared of him no more. Maybe you'll talk to me sometimes now.
Look, I didn't sock Curly. If he had trouble, it ain't none of our affair. You ask Curly about it. Now, I'm going to ask you as polite as I know how. Please go away. If you stick around, you'll gum up the works. It ain't your fault. If a guy steps on a round pebble, it ain't the pebble's fault.
What are you talking about, pebbles? If you didn't sock Curly, who did? Hey, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Where'd you get them bruises on your face?
I tell you, Curly got his hand caught in a machine.
He caught his hand in a machine.
So it was you. Well, maybe you're dumb like they say. And maybe you're the only guy on this ranch with guts. You're a nice fellow, Lenny.
Listen, you, I tried to give you a break. Don't you walk into nothing you might be sorry for.
Makes you think I'd be sorry.
You let this guy alone, get out of here, you'll be sorry.
You ain't telling me what to do.
No. But I am.
Pat? You heard what he said to me?
I heard enough. Now get back to the house. Get back to the house!
Boss, I worked for you a long time. You can trust me.
I'm not blaming any of you for this. Just get back to the bunkhouse and keep your mouth shut.
Hey, puppy. Please wake up, little puppy. You ain't so little as mice. You didn't ought to die. Now maybe George ain't gonna let me tend to no rabbits if he finds out you got killed. Oh, what did George say? If you get in trouble, hide in the brush down by the river. This ain't so bad thing like that. I'll tell George I found it dead. That's what I'll do. Now he'll know. George always knows. I'll hide it back here under the straw.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
You seen what I done?
You brung a suitcase. You were shoving it under the straw.
You won't tell, will
you? I ain't gonna have nothing to do with you. George told me. I ain't talk to you or nothing.
George give you all your orders?
Not talk or nothing.
You won't tell about the suitcase. I ain't gonna stay here no more. Tonight I'm gonna get out. Come here and get my stuff and get out. What you got there?
Just my little pup.
He's dead.
He was so little. I was just playing with him.
Don't you worry, none. He's just a mutt. Whole country's full of mutts.
George's gonna be mad.
Tomorrow I'll be gone from here. Ain't gonna let him run over me.
We're gonna have a little place and raspberry bushes.
Ain't meant to live in a place like this. I come from Salinas. Well, a show come through, and I talked to a guy that was in it. He says I could go with the show. You won't tell nobody, will you? Don't tell nobody till I get clear away. I'll go in the night and some ride to Hollywood.
We're going to get out of here pretty soon. This ain't no nice place.
I'm going to get in the movies and have nice clothes. I'll have nice clothes like they wear.
We're going to go away, far away from here.
Of course, when I run away from Curly, my old lady won't ever speak to me no more. She'll think I ain't decent. Well, we really ain't decent. Our old man was a drunk. They put him away. There, now I told.
George and me was the Sacramento Fair. They got all kinds of stuff there. We seen long hair rabbits.
My old man was a sign painter when he worked. He used to get drunk and paint crazy pictures. Voice paint. And that when I was a little kid, him and my old lady had a fight. He was always fighting. In the middle of the night, he come into my room and he says, I can't stand this no more. It's you and me, go away. I guess he was drunk. I remember in the night, walking down the road, the trees was black. I was pretty sleepy. He picked me up and carried me on his back. And he says, we're going to live together. We're going to live together because you're my own little girl and not no stranger. No arguing, no fighting, he says, because you're my little daughter. He says, why, you bake little cakes for me. And I'll paint pretty pictures all over the wall. Morning, they caught us. They put them away.
Maybe if I took this hip up and throwed him away, George wouldn't never know.
Locked him up for a drunk. A little while he died.
Then maybe I could tend the rabbits without no trouble.
What makes you so nuts about rabbits?
I like to pet nice things. I even pet mice. But now when I could get nothing better.
I think you're nuts.
No, I ain't. George says I ain't. I like to pet nice things with my fingers. Soft things.
You're nuts. But you're a kind of nice fella. It's like a big baby. A person can see kind of what you mean. When I'm doing my hair sometimes, I just sit there and stroke it. Because it's so soft. Here. Feel. Right here. Don't muss it up.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Look out now, you muss it. No. Stop it now.
No, please.
Let go.
Please don't do that.
Let go.
Please don't do that. George will be mad, please. I don't want you to yell. You're going to get me in trouble just like George says you will. No, don't do that. Don't you go yelling. I don't want to hurt you. Don't yell. Hey, wake up. Oh, I done a real bad thing. I'm in trouble like George said. He said, hide in the brush till he comes down by the river.
Hey, George.
Yeah, Carl?
Better not get so far ahead. You ain't got a gun.
He must have come this way. Them prints in the sand was aimed this way.
Now, look, we ain't going to find him sticking in a bunch this way. We got spread out.
Brush is pretty thick here. He might be lying in the brush.
Hey, look, you guys. Up there's the country road and open fields, and over that way's the highway. Let's spread out and cover that brush.
George is right. We got to spread. Okay, move out. Me and George will go up to the country road. You guys get to the highway and drag back. Right. If we get separated, we'll meet here. Remember this place.
All I care is getting a rat. Come on.
Where is he, George?
I don't know what you're talking about, Slim.
I knew you'd spotted him when you tried to switch the party back toward the highway.
And why'd you fall in with it?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Depends on what you're planning. He killed her, George. I know he didn't mean it, but he killed her.
If I could get him to the sheriff's office, he's nuts, Slim. He never meaned to have done this to anybody.
Suppose I lock him up, George, and strap him down, put him in a cage. That ain't no good.
I know.
So there's only about one thing you can do.
I got no gun.
Here. Take mine. See you, George.
Thanks, Slim. Lenny. Lenny?
George? Is that you, George? I didn't do a bad thing, George.
Sit down, Lenny. Right here, I want to talk.
Where's them guys gone?
Going hunting?
Why don't we go with them? I like hunting. It's because I done a bad thing, ain't it?
That don't make no difference.
George?
Yeah?
Ain't you gonna bawl me out?
Bawl you out?
Like you always done before, like if I didn't have you, I could take my pay when the end of the month comes and go into a town and...
Golly, Lenny, you can't remember nothing that happens. You remember every word I say.
Well, ain't you gonna say it?
All right. If I was alone, I could live so easy. I could get a job and not have no mess.
Go on. Go on. I could go any place I want.
And I could eat any place I want and order any.
What are you stopping for, George? Ain't you going to say the rest of it?
No.
I can go away. I'll go right off in the hills and find a cave if you don't want me.
No, I want you to stay here with me.
Then tell me like you've done before.
Tell you what?
About the other guys and about us.
Well, guys like us got no families. They got a little stake and they blow it in. They ain't got nobody in the world that gives a hoot about it.
But not us. Tell about us now.
But not us.
Because?
Because I got you.
And I got you, and we got each other.
There's a breeze coming up, Lenny. Take off your hat. The air feels fine.
Yeah. That's nice. What? Now tell how it's going to be, George.
Look across the river, Lenny. I'll tell you like you could almost see it.
I'm looking, George. Go on, George.
We're going to get a little place.
Yeah, go on, go on. How's it going to be?
We'll have a cow. We'll maybe have a pig and some chickens. And down the flat, we'll have a little piece of alfalfa.
For the rabbits.
For the rabbits.
And I get to tend the rabbits.
You get to tend the rabbits.
And live on the fat of the land.
Now look over there, Lenny, like you can really see it.
Where?
Right there, across the river. Can't you almost see it?
Where, George?
Over there. Keep looking, Lenny. Just keep looking.
I'm looking, George. I'm looking.
That's right. It's going to be nice there. Ain't going to be no trouble and no fights. Nobody's ever going to hurt nobody or steal from them. It's going to be nice.
I can see it, George. I can see it. Right over there. I can see it.
Have just heard the Best Plays production of Mice and Men, starring Burgess Meredith and Anthony Quinn. Listen next week for another Best Play. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.